You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 190. And today I've got a special guest who's going to teach us how to master our money so it no longer controls us, but we can control our money. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hey there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, Melanie Benson, Profit Amplifier for Expertpreneurs. And today I've got a guest joining me, and it was such a fascinating conversation because I know how important it is for us to learn how to have a better relationship with money, and it all starts in our mindset. Our guest today is going to teach us some very powerful tools and insights around mastering money. So if you've ever said to yourself, oh, I've got to really figure out how to have a better relationship with money, I need to learn how to get more comfortable with having money, today's episode is for you. Before I jump in, so I have a resource for you to help you analyze and assess if your mindset is in the right place to produce more cash flow. See, we oftentimes have hidden fears and worries and limitations and conflicts that hold us back from doing the very things that would produce better money. And if you head over to melaniesquiz.com, I will ask you a few questions and then you can get guided through the process to reveal the solution to your inner game blocks around money and success. So it's at melaniesquiz.com. It will help you uncover your hidden profit drains. And that clarity can help you make the changes required to be on fire and produce more money and better results. So now let me introduce you to my guest. I'm super excited for today's episode. We're talking about mastering money, taking control of your money instead of your money controlling you. I'm going to introduce you to Karen Abrams. Now, she helps professionals gain personal and financial fulfillment by releasing them from self-sabotaging habits that have held them back from the success they deserve. Using a powerful technique called theta healing, Karen is able to access the subconscious mind to change damaging thought patterns, release trapped emotions, and gain a deeper understanding so they can move forward in life more easily and quickly. So Karen, thank you so much for joining me today. Talking about money is, you know, it's one of my favorite subjects, and yet it's a little tricky with people sometimes, right?
Oh my gosh, it is. It is very, very tricky. You know what I learned that really changed it for me is just understanding that money issues are emotional issues that are in your financial life. And once you can kind of get a hang of that, then they're easier to tackle, I think.
I love that. Money issues are emotional issues that are in your financial life. Did I get that right?
You got it.
Mm-hmm. That's a good catchphrase. Well, you know, I think we all know that most of us would like to make more money. We'd like to have a better relationship with money. We'd like to be able to command money differently. Like, I think most of us recognize that we would like to have more of the flow in our life. How do we know if something is in the way and holding us back from reaching our true potential financially?
How do you know? Well, there are a few ways, but one of the most important ways is you've hit a ceiling, like an income ceiling, and you can't go further than that, you know? And I find that happens a lot with my clients. Like, my clients are people who usually think that they should be further along than they are in their lives, both, you know, personally and financially. So one of the ways I see it financially is that everybody's working really hard, and then they just hit that ceiling and they can't move past it. And so they try this and they try that, and they get like the best advice they can get, and it still doesn't help them get to where they need to go. And so what they really need and why they're coming to me is to dig deep and figure out what's really underneath that's really running the show so that we can shift that and they can move forward in the way they've always wanted to.
Yes. So I know that a lot of people, they maybe don't even realize they're working harder than they're supposed to because it's so habitual, right? It's like, oh, wow, there could be a better way to do this.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Keep going. I was going to say, like, have you seen that as well?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think that's the go-to is working harder, right? I mean, that's such an ethic. It's such a work ethic. I'm not really sure if there's any culture that doesn't have it. You know, we have this ethic here that you just work and you work and you work hard. And then the harder you work, the more likely you are to succeed. And so when we're in a business and it hits a ceiling, let's say, and then we can't get past that ceiling, we really usually do just double down and do the same thing twice as hard. But, you know, that doesn't really get you where you want to go. It just gives you more of a headache.
Yeah, so it's not about working more or working harder, which I think, like you said, is a lot of people's go-to is like, I need to do more. It's about recognizing that the work you're doing is not producing the proportionate result.
Absolutely. And and another thing is we always then want to work smarter, right? And but sometimes we can't follow the advice that we know is there to help us because we have all of these conscious blocks that are in our way that are preventing us from being able to take that advice. And I mean, how many times have you ever heard really great advice and you didn't follow it, right? Mm. You know, you're like, yeah, I can just do that. Yeah. I'll get to that. I know it's supposed to be good. And you just don't do it because you're so used to staying at this certain level. You're so, you know, addicted to that feeling of, you know, sort of disappointed or very disappointed, or you almost make it, but you don't quite get there. And you've been repeating this pattern over and over for so long that that's your normal. And so that when you try to reach outside of your normal, for a while, it might feel really good. But if you really don't get down deep and find out what's going on underneath, you're going to sabotage yourself and bring yourself back down pretty quickly.
So you brought up patterns. Mm-hmm. And I'm always curious when people do this work in the world, because it's so important. It's so valuable. It's so brilliant. Where do you think these patterns come from?
Well, there's a few places they come from. And the most obvious would be our childhood, what were our experiences and how were we raised with regard, especially to money. Now, you know, I talk about theta healing and the theta brainwave is what helps you access your subconscious mind. And children are in theta, in that theta brainwave all of the time, which makes those experiences as powerful as we know they are, right? We want to reach our inner child to do the deepest healings, right? Because this is where our identity and all of our beliefs really started. And so they come from our childhood, and then we can also inherit them from our ancestors because the traumas we already know from epigenetics, that traumas are passed down from generation to generation. And they're also reinforced in the family too. And I just want to give you, like, my money story was that when I was a kid, my parents got divorced. I was about 3 and a half. And they fought constantly about money. They were in and out of court. And money became such a source of contention in my family that I wanted to avoid it at all costs. And I guess I started associating money with conflict. I didn't want any of that. So as I grew into a young adult and became, when I became financially independent, all I wanted to do, it was like, get it out of the way, right? It was like, I just make enough money to get by. I'm just gonna, you know, I'm gonna spend it all. And then I'm gonna move on. And so I became such a great money avoider because of those experiences that by the time I was 30 years old, I was $20,000 in debt, and it took me $40,000 and years of time to pay that back. But that also was wild because it didn't change the underlying issue. I still was only making enough just to get by after all of that. And it wasn't until I found Theta Healing that I was actually able to get in there and dig deep within those subconscious and access those subconscious beliefs and those trapped emotions that were inside of me to change those and release and heal and learn from them so that I could, you know, actually stop sabotaging my life and move forward, because all of a sudden I was actually ready and able and willing to follow the advice of people who knew a lot more about business than I did. And it eventually helped me double my income and more from there. It was quite wonderful.
I always get excited hearing stories like this because I do, I've had a similar story as well around money. And it really was a very unconscious belief. It wasn't a conscious belief. Like I really thought I had a very good belief system around money until I did some healing work. And I guess that's one of the things that was very surprising to me, and maybe you see this too, is that it's often so in our blind spot. It's not the thing we're, it's like we're solving the wrong problem.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So absolutely. How does Theta Healing, well, first of all, tell me a little bit more about Theta Healing, because I understand what it is, but it's occurring to me that maybe our listener wouldn't be as familiar with it as I am.
Okay. Well, Theta Healing is a simple meditation that you go into where you connect to your inner wisdom or source or God, whatever that energy is for you, so that you can ask for healing. And what happens in those moments is that, excuse me, physiologically, your brain waves go into the theta state, and that's the brain wave that accesses your subconscious mind. Once we have that connection, we can figure out what are the bottom beliefs that are holding you back from being who you want to be and doing what you want to do. So I'm nothing. I'm worthless. Nothing ever goes right for me and nothing ever will. Those kinds of beliefs can be energetically shifted. And then you can access the trapped emotions. And those are the resentments and the traumas and the bitterness and the betrayals and all those sorts of things. And you can release that and replace it with unconditional love, compassion, and understanding. And when you change your most damaging negative beliefs into your most powerful and positive ones and release those really toxic emotions and replace them with like the most supportive and empowering ones, you can set off a whole chain reaction of positivity in your life, because you start feeling better about yourself. You start feeling lighter. You start making decisions that are in support of yourself instead of against. And like your relationships, the dynamic in your relationships begins to shift because you're becoming a more confident and trusting person. And from there, you can just move forward. I always say it's like the snowball effect in the right direction, you know?
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
So it's a meditation. Theta Healing is accessing that brain wave through meditation. Mm-hmm. Talk me through, so we can really connect the dots, how does that start to transform how we do money?
Let's see.
Maybe we can take through a client experience, somebody who had one set of money issues and then you did this and then they started operating differently with their money.
That's a good one. Okay. I'll take it. Okay. So I've got a great guy. This was a client of mine who was a building designer, and he came to me after he hadn't gotten a bid in 6 months. And he was racking his brain. He couldn't figure out what he was doing wrong. He knew he was really talented. He knew he was great at his work. So he had the confidence. He had all of that in the right place. But he was like always second, you know, or third. And he never was getting these bids. And it was driving him nuts. And it was also affecting his financial standing and his marriage. All these sorts of things were happening. So after a few sessions together, we figured out what was going on for him that was making him feel unworthy. There were places where he felt powerless and angry. And so we're able to go to those deepest places and shift all of this and have him learn, you know, based on traumatic experiences that he had had in his childhood and all these other things, what was really going on and what was really operating. And once he understood that, the opportunity fell into his lap and he got his first bid. And so he came back and he's like, yay, I got my first bid. I'm like, all right, you know. And then what happened was he did such a great job that this woman absolutely flipped over him and started telling all of her friends. And his clientele just built up from there. He started getting slammed with clients and he started having a waiting list. So it was a really wonderful, and he couldn't even come to appointments anymore because he was too busy, which is the perfect reason not to come.
That's the snowball that you were talking about.
There's
right?
The snowball. Yeah, it was very cool. It was very fun.
So instead of like feeling like you're pushing the snowball uphill all by yourself, the snowball is going downhill, collecting momentum. And there's a lot of that ease that I think most of us hear about, but we're like, what does that really feel like? I don't know.
Right. Yeah. We've all felt the other one. And we all know people who get into that wonderful flow, right? And they get that job and then they find the girl and then they get this other thing. And you're like, you know, you're like, damn, man, he just keeps going and it keeps, you know, keeps working in the right direction. And there is that feeling of, you know, sometimes people feel left behind because they don't, you know, they haven't experienced it themselves, you know?
So I have an interesting question for you. And this has come up with people I've worked with over the years that it may come from a very analytical place, but
sure,
they've taken a lot of programs and they've worked on beliefs and they've done the meditations or the affirmations and it's still not shifting. What would you say to someone who's maybe tried a lot of these things and they haven't been able to access that snowball effect that you explained?
Well, if whatever you're doing does not get into your subconscious mind and change the deepest beliefs and lift those most toxic emotions, then essentially you're painting a dirty wall. And that's why you find these programs that are really good. You know, they're honest to God good and with the best information in them. And only about 5% of the people actually take it beyond those first 2 weeks when you change, you know, and they're able just to keep going and have big differences in their business.
So it's the practice going deeper. And is there any habits that you've noticed tie back to keeping this shift in motion once you've accessed those deeper layers? Like, do you notice there's an action side of it at all?
Absolutely. You know, you have to, I always say, you know, all the advice in the world won't help you at all if there's subconscious blocks that are preventing you from implementing it. So once you've dissolved these walls, then you can take that advice and you can start moving yourself forward in the right direction. I do believe that, you know, as things get easier and lighter, you just really literally vote for yourself more often than you used to. And you start getting used to that higher vibration, that higher level of success that you're feeling. And then you move from there. And I also believe that having a regular, personally, I believe that having your own regular meditation practice, something that you can do in the morning, is a very important thing to keep your nervous system healthy and alive and relaxed and centered. All of those things really, really help also. And especially, you know, considering what life can throw at you, you know?
Absolutely. I guess I always looked at it like this, that you might shake the tree and get the new result, which is the theta healing you're explaining. And then you've got to keep pruning the tree. You've got to keep watering the tree. You've got to keep fertilizing the tree to keep it being able to produce that high quality fruit. And that to me is what you're explaining of the meditation. And I believe we have to have daily practices that continue to keep our prosperity vibration high, because life does continue to throw a lot of curveballs, as we know, mm-hmm. we're experiencing many of them in our world right now. Mm-hmm. And that meditation that you're explaining, I think, is one way we stay grounded and keep those roots strong when we're getting thrown a lot of unexpected life experiences that could throw you out of the game.
Absolutely. You have to be able to be calm and be sailing in calm waters, even if other people are tipping over. Mm. And that's what happens, you know?
Right. And then we get reactive and we start basically taking on other people's limiting beliefs and fears and ideas about money that we've already cleared out, right?
Mm-hmm. And you know, people who come to me, and I'm assuming I will make this assumption here that they might even come to you this for this too, is we tend to be energy sensitive people. And so other people's emotions, what's going on in the world, if it's intense enough, which right now it clearly is, you start picking up other people's emotions. You don't even know what's yours and what's not yours. And I had an instance the other day where I got mad at my spouse for something that she did that made me angry, but I was really mad. And it didn't warrant the level of my anger. And it wasn't until later that day that I went, oh, wait a second. This has nothing to do with that. I'm picking up all of the tension and all of the fear and all of the angst that's out in the world. And I just had to let it go, you know. And I think that we all can do that in the morning. And this is one of the practices I do in the morning. You know, my mornings are me time. And so I need that time because the rest of the day is everybody else time. So when I get to luxuriate in these moments, one of the first things I do when I wake up is just essentially make a prayer. I do it in theta, but you could even do it as a prayer if you wanted to get you in that state of just saying, hey, you know what? Lift out all of that energy that never belonged to me right now and just send that to the light, you know? And I can feel it leaving my body. And it helps me just start on the right foot as I move out into the world.
Yeah, you got to get your own ship right before you can go out and help other people with their ships, right?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
You know, you keep mentioning these meditations, and I know meditation can be a little bit challenging for some people. You know, the monkey mind takes over, and you know, a lot of people tend to struggle with grounding themselves and just being still like that. Do you have a tool or resource that you'd be willing to share with our listener to maybe give them a way to access this with a little guidance from Karen?
Absolutely. I have a free gift for your listeners, which is an MP3 called Revitalize Your Health and Wealth Evening Meditation. So this is a brief theta meditation that's geared to help you improve your health and just bring more abundance in your life. And, you know, now is especially the time to be focused on both of these things. And I always say, because it's only about 7 minutes long, it's a really short little thing. And if you want to get the most bang for your buck, actually, is you can listen to it right before you go to sleep. Because whatever you're thinking, whatever you're feeling right before you go to sleep is what your subconscious marinates in the entire night. So if you want to take a 7 minute meditation and make it last for 7 hours, that would be the best time to do it.
Ooh, I love that. Make a 7 minute meditation last for 7 hours, or in my case, 8.5.
Oh God. Now
I'm eight and a half hours kind of girl.
You are so making me jealous right now.
my secret sauce, get really tired during the day, right? So thinktheta.com is where they can find that. And we'll link that up in the show notes to make it super easy. If you're scrambling for a pen or you can't remember where it is, you can always head to the show notes at Amplify Your Success Podcast and we'll link you up there. So Karen, as you know, because I know you listen to the podcast, I always like to ask my guests a little bit, you know, take things a little more personal. And you've been on your own journey. You found your way to Theta Healing. You've built a business serving others around this. What do you think was the boldest decision you had to make in order to do the work that you love so much?
You know, I had to work on being seen. That was the biggest thing. I got together with three other of my healer buddies. This is some years back. And we decided to trade. We were all going to trade every week. So we're all excited. And I'm like, I got to work on being seen. So I started working on being seen. And within a couple of months of doing that, opportunity just fell in my lap. I had a client introduce me to a telesummit host who was very well known. And she eventually put me on her show. And then because I was on her show, other shows started asking me to be on their show. And this took my business to a whole other level. And it wouldn't have happened without resolving that issue. I would have just stayed like a local yokel, which was what I was. And then I became somebody who was getting calls from Canada, all over the United States, Europe, Asia, you know, Eastern Europe, all of these different places, and Australia, all of these places to, you know, I was able to find my people because I had worked on that. And that was the biggest gift, I guess, I gave myself here as I was moving up in the world.
Okay. So I love that you brought up being seen, because I actually see this being another one of those unconscious beliefs, unconscious limiters that plays out for people who don't have enough clients. If yeah. you don't mind, I want to just unpack that slightly more.
Sure.
Was there a moment or something that crossed your mind, crossed your path where you went, oh, I have to heal the part of me that's not willing to be seen?
Oh my gosh, yes. I knew it was there. And I'm like, I know. And the thing is that sometimes, you know, like we were talking before, sometimes there's something that you think you resolved already, and then you find out you haven't, right? Because mm-hmm. you didn't go deep enough. And I had other times in my life where I was totally seen. And I was a musician, and I was performing, and I was doing all these things, and I was totally out there. And then I had a lot of years of just being inside. And then it was like, oh, here I go again. And I had to start all over again because I never really finished that work. And so when I had begun to be seen or dealt with it, what I found is that I just didn't really understand what my value was here, you know? And so once I really realized what my value was, I could step into that. And it's like, once you step into that, it does. It just opens up this field of possibilities for you. And that's just when opportunities start coming to you, because you're really feeling good about yourself. And I mean, that's not the only thing, but it's like when you hit that deepest issue and you're really able to uncover it and heal it, you know, all the doors start opening for you. And then you just got to step through, whether you're scared or you're not. And I definitely was scared, but I still did it. And it just paid off. I always say, you know, sometimes you have to walk over the moat to get to the castle, you know,
and, that's very true.
But it's always worth a visit.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're walking over the moat and you see all the sharks and all the scary stuff in the water, you still have to walk over, right?
So yeah. You still got to walk over. I talk to my,
process.
I always talk to my daughter and I say, you know, brave people are just as scared as, you know, scared people. They just do it anyways.
Mm. Well said.
Thank you.
Well, Karen, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your gifts. As you're listening in, if you're recognizing that you are working way too hard, you maybe have some things lurking in your blind spot, thinktheta.com. I really encourage you to take advantage of this beautiful gift that Karen shared with us, the Revitalizing Your Health and Wealth evening meditation. I can say that the more I meditate, the more grounded I am, the more energetically aligned I am, and the more I make really smart, powerful decisions that line me up with what I want. So I'm one of those people who, big believer in meditation and getting my own energy in the right vibration. So Karen, I appreciate that gift so much for our listeners.
Oh, you're so welcome. So welcome. It really is an honor to be here. I'm just so excited about it. It's great. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. As you're listening in, let's share what you have happen as you get your limiters cleared as you do the theta healing practice? Did, you know, grab her meditation? Let's talk about it in the Amplify Your Success community. Share what's working. Let's keep this amazing momentum amplifying the results that you're craving. This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.